With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in the U.S. says now they're negotiating directly and indirectly with Iran.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
The president says the United States is ahead of schedule in the war.
We're weeks ahead of schedule. If you would have said that in 3 days we were going to knock out 158 ships, their entire Navy, which we did. We knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out most of their missiles. That's why you see missile attacks, but they're down to, they're sputtering.
President Trump adds Tehran will allow 20 oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz starting immediately.
They've agreed to send 8 boats 2 days ago, and then they added another 2, so it was 10 boats. And now today they gave us as a tribute, I don't know, I can't define it exactly, but they gave us, I think out of a sign of respect, 20 boats of oil, big, big boats of oil going through the Hormuz Strait.
Israel's parliament approving a law, the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. It is a measure that, believe it or not, critics condemn as discriminatory and inhumane. Bill's passage Monday marked a major victory for Israel. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other Gulf allies of the United States are now urging President Trump to turn up the heat on Iran, saying a month of strikes has not weakened Tehran enough. And Iran has struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait and an oil refinery in Israel. On the other side of the coin, U.S. and Israel have blasted Iran with a number of new strikes. This is SRN News. A Methodist agency endorsing sex change operations for kids. Michael Harrington reports.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, "As United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions." Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, the board that oversees Alabama libraries deciding all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new law forbidding books about transgender characters and topics from being kept in the kids and teen sections. Parents are demanding public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where kids might find them. This is SRN News. Air Canada's CEO will retire this year after his English message was criticized.
Air Canada announcing Monday CEO Michael Rousseau will retire this year following criticism for his English-only condolence message with French subtitles after a crash on the runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport killed the two pilots.
Hello, bonjour. I'm Michael Rousseau. Today is a very somber day at Air Canada.
Canada is an officially bilingual nation. Prime Minister Mark Carney and others criticized Rousseau and called for his resignation. Rousseau apologized, saying his French was subpar, even though he was taking lessons. Julie Walker, New York.
Big changes in Asia. China's flag carrier resuming direct flights between Beijing and Pyongyang. Not long after the restoration of passenger train services between the cities. More details, srnnews.com.